This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Michael Finelli, here with your top stories this Wednesday. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper joined Glenwood Springs officials to speak out against a quarry expansion last Friday. According to the Post-Independent, Rocky Mountain Industrials hasn't had any active mining operations in the area since December 2024, but the company has been trying to resume. It recently got approval from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management to move forward with its plan for a limestone quarry. If the proposal goes through, it would triple Rocky Mountain Industrial's acreage in Glenwood. On Friday, Hickenlooper said he stood with the local officials who worry the quarry expansion could damage the town's groundwater supply and hot springs. And Theater Aspen wants to build a permanent facility in Rio Grande Park. And Aspen City Council wants the public to weigh in. The project does not need to go to a public vote, but it would be built on city-owned land. So councilors want the public's opinion. Theater Aspen is still working on the designs, but if approved by City Council and voters, it would provide a year-round space to produce shows. That's according to Jed Bernstein, a producing director with the nonprofit.
An asset that improves the experience for the audience, that expands our educational programming, that supports other local arts organizations, and preserves our role as a valued and beloved member of Aspen's cultural identity.
But counselors are still concerned about the potential impacts to Rio Grande Park. They worry about construction impacts, which would take about 20 to 24 months, and effects to the Rio Grande River. Councilor Christine Benedetti says a public vote on the project is necessary.
I don't undervalue the importance of your organization, but I want to see the need for this demonstrated to the community. This is not private land, it's a public space, and I think the public should weigh in on this.
Theater Aspen plans to submit the land use application this fall. It would likely go before council next spring for formal review. It's unclear what the timeline of a public vote would be. The Ladies of Aspen Rugby Club is playing their first full season this year. They fielded a team for Ruggerfest last year, but played no other matches. Aspen Public Radio's Hannah Weaver reports from their first match at Wagner Park on Sunday.
The Aspen men's rugby team lines up in a tunnel on the side of the field to hype up the women before their game. 10 players run out, high-fiving their cheerleaders and grinning ear to ear. This time last year, the women's team had 5 players. Now, they have about triple that. Rachel Naherny is the team's president. She says it's taken a lot of practice and recruitment to get to this point.
Our recruiting is, down and dirty on the streets, asking your masseuse if she wants to play or the person who does your nails. We can teach you how to play rugby as long as you come in excited and ready to commit yourself to something new.
Vail ultimately triumphed on Sunday with a 24-17 win in overtime. But Aspen's Chandra Bohannon, a rookie, says she can't wait for more.
I'm really looking forward to, because everyone keeps talking about it, is Ruggerfest, playing a lot more games and just being around like this crowd, this kind of atmosphere, and just playing more.
The ladies, or lads as they call themselves, will take the field again in Steamboat on July 18th.
Lads on three. 1, 2, 3. Lads!
For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Hannah Weaver.
In statewide news, the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado is now the state's largest active wildfire. It's burned more than 96,000 acres, prompting evacuation and pre-evacuation orders for communities in Custer and Pueblo counties. Among those forced to leave is Angie Goodwin, who had been staying with her uncle about 5 miles west of Wetmore. Her family is now camping near Westcliff, waiting for news on the fate of their home.
We've just been staying there. Like, we come into town and do this, you know, get showers and clean up, and then we go back out, and we just pretty much wait there. We're just waiting.
Goodwin says she hopes the family's home is still standing, but she's preparing for a long displacement. The Aspen Acres fire has destroyed or damaged at least 260 structures and is 16% contained. And in regional news, the recent burnover deaths of 3 firefighters brought the fire line's immediate dangers into sharp focus. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, federal agencies are taking further measures to address the work's many long-term risks.
Firefighters will now be able to use N95 masks on the fire line, building on a more limited voluntary rollout of masking that started last fall. There will also be expanded access to showers, time for routine gear cleaning, and so-called clean air recovery periods that can limit other exposures to toxins. Persephone Whalen is a high-level risk official with the U.S. Forest Service. She says that a lot more research is needed on long-term health dangers, but that we know enough now to take action.
Let's just start minimizing those risks in every way possible that we can while we continue to learn more.
Research in recent years has established links between wild and firefighting and serious diseases, including lung cancer. Firefighters are exposed to dozens of known carcinogens on the job. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And long-distance biking could soon become more accessible in the backcountry. The federal government is asking the public to identify trails over 80 miles long and in need of attention. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach has more.
The Interior Department will eventually recognize at least 10 existing trails and 10 in development, mostly for mountain and gravel biking. Contenders include the Wyoming Range National Recreation Trail, Utah's Bonneville Shore Trail, and Colorado's Ring the Peak.
With that recognition comes signage, comes marketing, comes mapping, and all of that, which sometimes it doesn't exist, sometimes it does exist at this point.
Todd Keller with the International Mountain Bicycling Association pushed for this effort in the 2025 Explore Act. That didn't allocate any dollars for building or maintaining trails, but Keller hopes bringing more attention to the routes could mean more money down the line. The public has until August 3rd to submit nominations. Keller says that'll help the feds and biking groups create a road or trail map moving forward. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The Colorado Trail and Cocopelli Trail in Colorado could also be contenders for federal recognition. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host for the week, Michael Finelli. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Sarah Torrey, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.